This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. When the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Clemson Tigers battled it out for the college football national championship last year in Arizona, that one game had an economic impact of more than $273 million. That's according to a study from Arizona State University. Boost in tax revenue came from things such as hotels, retailers, and restaurants. But how much will Birmingham benefit from the return of UAB football, which opens at home on Saturday? I spoke with sports economist Victor Matheson of the College of the Holy Cross in Massachusetts to find out.
Certainly it's going to have some, right? But when economists actually look back at both professional and college sports programs, most of the time what we see is very small or zero economic impact from programs like this.
And you say zero or very little. I mean, why is that?
So the main thing going on is most attendees at a local game are going to be people from the local community, which means that this is money that's being spent at the football stadium that otherwise would have been spent elsewhere in the local economy. This is what the economists call the substitution effect. And so sports definitely has an impact about where money is being spent, but doesn't have a whole lot of impact about how much total money is spent in total.
Well, with this team being revived, sort of the conventional wisdom is that they may struggle. Does the record of the team seem to have any impact?
Well, certainly it does. The better your team is doing, the more you're going to be able to generate people coming to the games, and particularly people coming from outside of the region maybe to the games. The problem with a program like Alabama Birmingham, though, is not necessarily how good they are, but in general, how good all of their opponents are. And what we've seen in general is, obviously, you're going to generate a lot of people coming from out of town for the top teams, the University of Alabamas and the Auburns. But at that lower level, it's very hard for those teams to generate a lot of economic impact because they don't generate that much excitement in their own local community. And even more so, they don't get a lot of people coming from out of town to come to those games.
Well, in the process of reviving this team, there was a lot of fundraising, a lot of local business groups and local businesses kicked in to raise the millions to build new facilities and bring this team back. From a business perspective, even if there's not a lot of economic impact, statistically speaking, is there something in it for them?
Well, certainly there's going to be some winners and losers, right? If I'm a sports bar that's in the neighborhood of the stadium, obviously I want a team like this. At least some economic impact in the hotel sector. So if I'm a local hotel, I certainly want that possibility of at least a few traveling fans. Obviously not a University of Alabama or Auburn number of traveling fans, but at least I'll take what I can get. And of course, you might be in it for the feel-good effect, right? You say, look, this is something that's good for Birmingham in general. It gives people an opportunity of something to do on Saturdays. So I think the big thing here is if you're doing this to create a better environment for students and to create an amenity for the city, that's something that we can see. We do see some evidence that sports make us happy. We just don't see a lot of evidence that it makes us rich.
That's College of the Holy Cross sports economist Victor Matheson talking about the economic impact of reviving UAB football.